Welcome everyone to today's teaching. This is our first every free recording for the year. Glory be to God. So happy new year for those who might have missed MP3 messages, and you can get the ones we have done last year on our Telegram channel, Healing Tsunami. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me that it's going to be a tsunami of His healing, and it's happening everywhere. God is confirming His word with amazing signs and wonders and miracles following, confirming the fact that He's faithful. He keeps His word. Our God is a God of integrity, and those who have faith in Him will not be put to shame. I have faith in Him, and I challenge you to have faith in God, which is very important. Like, have faith in God. So today we'll be looking at what we titled, When Healing Seems Delayed. When healing seems delayed. Glory be to God. Number one, healing can be very progressive a lot of time. Healing can be progressive. I want to share a bit of my personal experience on the, most especially in the medical field. When we be taught those days in school, the body have a way of healing itself when it's being cut, right? When you have a cut, when you have a wound, the body have a way of healing itself. And when it is infected, infections delays healing. But if it is not infected, it has a duration at which every cut could align together and heal itself. That is how God created the body. For you to know that God actually wants the body healed. He wants the body healed. He does not want the body to be cut open. If the body cut open, it has a way of healing itself. God installed that in the body. Self-healing. Glory be to God. When it is infected, the healing delays, right? When it's not infected, it heals itself. But this is what the power of God does. The power of God speed up the time for healing. So for example, if a wound is supposed to heal up, let's say 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, right? The power of God can speed it up and get it done within 3 to 4 or 5 days. Glory be to God. And there are times when it is just as instant as possible, like as instant as be healed, and you see the whole thing start to close up, and that is it. Glory be to God. So everything is about the fact that God is faithful. He wants you healed. He wants you well. So like we are saying, healing can be what? Progressive. That is why it's called healing, a progressive tense, continuous tense, healing. So let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. It said, as Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. He didn't say the servant was healed instantly, right? He says the servant was healed in the selfsame hour, meaning within that period of time, the servant was healed. I want us to look at a spectacular case in the book of Acts, right? In the book of Acts, there's a spectacular case that I want us to look into. Let's look at Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 1. It said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, right? Being the ninth hour, right? And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask out of them that entered into the temple. Glory be to God. So he was there to ask out from them who were into the world, entered into the world, into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked and harms, right? Verse 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us, right? And he gave it unto them, expecting to receive something. Yeah, he was expecting money. He wasn't even expecting healing. He was expecting money. Today, most people will say, you couldn't be healed because what you want was not healing. What you want was money. So that's how God cannot heal you. But that is not the case here, right? They came He came just for money. He wanted to receive alms, right? He wasn't expecting miracles. A lot of time, whenever we go to the hospital to minister to people, a lot of time people on the bed, their expectations are very low because, number one, people have been coming to pray for them. They have not been seeing changes. So they just look, just pray for me, just do one of those religious things everybody have been coming to do. And we say, in the name of Jesus, sickness, go, it leaves. And they get baffled. Wow, this is different. This is different from what we are expecting. It is good to have expectations of God moving in your life, have expectation. Expectation is very important. Expectation is faith. But I have a good news for you. God can do more than you expected. He can do more than what you expected. You say, unto him that can do exceedingly, abundantly, above we can ever ask or think, according to his power that is at work in us. Glory be to God. So the man here was actually expected money, right? Verse 5 said, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them, right? And then verse 6, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, right? But such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, right? So silver and gold I don't have with me right now, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, right? And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, right? And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, right? Verse 8. And he leaping up stood, right? He lived up and what and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Glory be to God. Like, what if we have the picture of what is happening here in your mind, you realize that he did not just start walking instantly. He first started leaping. Glory be to God. And a lot of times we saw that on the street when we go for street healings and evangelism. See somebody with let's say walking stick or crutches, and we minister to them, and we collect the aids, maybe the crutches or cane from them, and have them walk. At first, the other people, as first they leap, as they start to leap, we help them. As time goes on, their body, their bones are just aligned to the power of God, and they begin to what? They begin to walk. Glory be to God. So the man did not start to walk in here, right? He started with what? With leaping. Glory be to God. Now, this is the point. Whenever healing is instant, is if the complete healing is instant, it is no longer considered healing, right? It is considered a what? A miracle. That is a what? Working of miracle. And we'll see example of that in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, right? If we read from verse 17 downward, it was a story of the man whom is his friend brought to Jesus, and they could not find a space to get him in, so they have to remove the roof of the house so that they could brought him in. And Jesus Christ looked at the faith of his friend, right? And when you check verse 23, he said, whether it is easier to say thy sin be forgiven thee, or rise up, right, and walk, right? He said, but that ye may know that the Son of Man had the power on earth to forgive sin. He said unto the sick and palsy, I say unto thee, right? Arise, take up your couch, and go into thy house, right? And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. See, this and that different situation entirely. The first one in Acts chapter 3, right, they helped him, right? They helped him, but this one, Jesus Christ didn't help him. He by himself rose up and took off his couch and went to his house. Glory be to God. So when we minister to people, the response is not always the same at the beginning, but at the end we often have a common result, which is them being healed, them being whole. Glory be to God. So either the whole thing comes up immediately or not, the most starting is found that at the end of the day, you get healed, you get well, you get delivered. Glory be to God. So instant result is actually considered a miracle, right? A miracle. And the point is, whenever you get minister to, maybe you need healing in your body, you get any of our messages, or you have somebody to pray for you, right, for healing, and they do it in faith, they were not saying, God, if it's your will, let this person be healed or not, or this kind of beggarly prayer, right? And if, take for example, if you come to me or any of the persons whom we have trained, and they lay hands on you, right, a seed have been planted, right? A seed have been planted. And the scripture says that inasmuch that the earth remain, right, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Glory be to God. Inasmuch as the earth remains, right, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Glory be to God. If we lay hands on you, we have planted a seed of God's power. If we minister to you on phone, we are planting seeds of God's power. Glory be to God. If you are listening to messages like you are right now, what you are receiving is seeds, right, of God's power, right, to produce healing, to produce deliverance. And there are times when you could see these changes almost instantly. And there are times when, even in the beginning, it will look like nothing happened, right? But if you stand in faith, you will know that something has happened. There's no way you get laid out upon, you get ministered to, and nothing will not happen. Something will have happened. You may be thinking, oh, I'm not seeing it yet, I'm not feeling it yet. You may not necessarily see it yet, you may not necessarily feel it at the beginning. That is where faith comes in. Glory be to God. And that is the essence of this message. We want you to be able to know what to do between when you get ministered to and when the result actually comes. There's a particular woman some time ago, she was admitted at the hospital where we normally go to minister to people. This woman was having a kidney problem and at the same time was having a mental problem. Glory be to God. So the first day I went there, I laid my hands on her. Second day I went there, I looked at her, nothing seemed to have changed. I laid my hand again. Third day, nothing seemed to have changed. I continued. Fourth day, this continued for a week, and we are entering to the second week. I wasn't just bothering, I was just laying my hands on her, commanding sickness to leave, laying my hands on her. Until after maybe the end of the second week, I went there, and this woman sat up and said, Pastor, thank you for all your prayers. This woman has been healed from her mental condition, she has been healed from her kidney condition. Glory be to God. You know the secret? I didn't quit, I didn't back off, I didn't back down. I didn't say it's not working because I wasn't seeing results as early as possible. Glory be to God. One of the things I learned most especially from a John G. Lake ministry is the fact that healing is warfare. It's not to quit, not to back down until the will of God is done. Say, thy will be done on earth, right, as it is in heaven. The will of God is enforced here on earth, and it's our responsibility to enforce it. We are seeing people, most especially at the hospital, you know, whom was admitted on coma. I could remember of a man who was admitted, he was on coma. I would enter the ward to minister to him every day. Every day he came out from coma. When he woke up from coma, they discovered he had stroke. We minister to him every day. Every day he was able to get healed of stroke, and he walked out of the hospital by himself, not headed, by himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is faithful. And on my own side, I don't quit, I don't back off, I don't back down. I didn't say it's not working just because I didn't see the result instantly. It may be delayed, but victory at last. Glory be to God. You have to make up your mind that challenges you are passing through, you are not going to accept anything that is not victorious. Because your victory gives God glory, right? And the scripture says that God always causes us to triumph by Christ Jesus. You have to make up your mind that no matter what, that HIV will not be in your body forever. You have to keep standing on God's word. You have to keep speaking to it, joining for prayers, get teachings into your mind, and keep forcing it out of your body and keep going for your test until one day you go and you realize that it is gone. Glory be to God. It's not negative. That cancer too, all those things that they have called terminal in your body will be terminated by the word of God. If you don't quit, if you don't back down, if you don't say it's not working, just because you are not seeing results as early as possible, glory be to God. We often push for early results, glory be to God. We often push for early results. We try everything in our best to push for early results, to see that people get well as early as possible, glory be to God. Because there's no point fighting so long. There's no point one putting all his strength fighting so long. It's our goal, it's our priority to make the battle as quick as possible. Get the devil out and clear the scene, and everybody living well, happily, in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So what do you do while you are expecting results? What do you do between when you get ministered to and you are expecting full result in your body? Number one, you see the meantime as an opportunity to exercise your faith. You see that period as a what? As an opportunity to exercise your faith. Well, check Mark 11 verse 23, right? It says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. And verse 22 says that Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Use that period as an opportunity to exercise your faith in God. To exercise your faith in God. If you have not been prayed for before, we will pray for everyone after this message, and you use it as an opportunity. You make up your mind that immediately you are hearing this message and prayer, you are receiving your healing. And between now until when your body fully aligns, right, you see it as an opportunity to exercise your faith in God. To say, God, I believe you are my healer. I believe that by the stripes which Jesus bore, I have been healed. Right? Glory be to God. There was a time I went to the hospital to pray for people, and as I entered the ward, I laid my hands on people that I met there. Nothing seemed to be changing. They were just there like nothing. Well, that's all I could do. I can't say it's not working. I have done what I'm supposed to do, right? And I wasn't thinking of what else should I do. There's nothing else the Bible asks me to do. The Bible says, if I lay my hand on the sick, they shall recover. And that's all he's asking me to do, and that's all I'm going to do. Glory be to God. So I just packed myself and start heading home. So as I was heading home, I said to God, you said your word that believers shall lay their hand on the sick, they shall recover. You said your word that even though when we are not faithful, you remain faithful. Now I've played my part in faithfulness, and you know that I can't outdo you in faithfulness. So I want everybody I lay my hands upon healed, because you said so in your word that our believers shall lay their hand on the sick and they shall recover. Glory be to God. And I went home rejoicing, just faced the day and all that. I went back there the next day. Every single person that I laid my hand upon the previous day have been healed and discharged. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. They have all been healed. They have all been discharged. Glory be to God. So, see period when you get ministered to, or if you are the one ministering to people, see period when you minister to people, and when the result actually shows, as an opportunity to exercise faith. It's very important. It's an opportunity to what? To exercise faith. Amen. Okay. What to do again? That number two of what to do while expecting results. Keep the word of God in your mouth. You keep the word of God in your mouth. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, right? So this book of the law shall not what? Shall not depart out of your mouth, right? But thou shalt meditate during day and night, right? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Glory be to God. Have faith in God, right? Keep the word of God in your mouth. Stop calling yourself sick. Stop those negative things you like saying. Oh, this sickness will kill me. This sickness is this. No. Stop glorifying the sickness. Glorifying God. Keep the word of God in your mouth. Say, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Glory be to God. You confess God's word, right? You say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all my diseases. Glory be to God. When they ask you, how is your health now? You say, I'm well. I have been healed. I have been whole. Glory be to God. Don't say, oh, this sickness will kill me. No. Say, I will live and not die to declare the goodness of God. And Mark chapter 11, verse 23 says, you will have what you say. You will have what you say, right? Don't say what you don't want to have. Say what you want to have. You are not denying the fact that you are sick. You are only doing something about it. You are standing with God. You are believing with God. You are saying, God, I believe with you. I stand with you, right? It must be free. It says, can two walk together except they agree? You have to agree with the word of God that you have been healed. You have to agree with God. You have to get along with God. Faith is simple. Get along with God. This is what God is saying. That person you are standing for, you can stand in faith for them. The centurion soldier, stand in faith for a servant. Glory be to God. You can stand in faith. This person will live and not die. Glory be to God. He will live and not die. To declare the goodness of God. He will be healed. He will be well. He will be delivered. Glory be to God. Why? Because Jesus paid the price. Right? And instead of saying the person will be healed, say this person, I'll be well. Amen. You wake up in the morning, you call them well. You call yourself well, you call them well. You call yourself well if you are the one who is healing. And if you are standing for somebody, you call the person well. This person is well, healed, freed. Amen. There's power in the tongue. Glory be to God. There's power in the word, in the tongue. And thirdly, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. Learn to give thanks. Give thanks for what you have seen, and give thanks for what you are expecting. It's very important. Learn to give thanks. Acknowledge the goodness of God. Acknowledge the what? The goodness of God. So, Father, if you get ministered to, maybe you have headache and stomach pain, and the headache left, but the stomach pain is still there. Thank God for the headache. Say, Father, I thank you for the headache. The headache is gone in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know that you said in your word that you that start the good work in me will bring it to perfection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the ones you have seen. And thank God for the one you want to see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We say, thank you, Father, because the cancer is gone. The kidney disease is gone. Every part of my body are healed, are well. I have fresh, healthy, beautiful organs in my body. Every organ of my body are functioning properly. You thank God. Glory be to God. And number four, you share testimonies. And the scripture says, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Share our testimonies, you know, of what God is doing in your life. Oh, Pastor, you pray for me. 50% of the pain has gone. Let us know. Pastor, you pray for me. I was having this. I was having that. This, that has gone. Glory be to God. Pray for me over this also. I will lay hands on you. We command the rest to leave. And before you know, it went. Glory be to God. And that was the tales of the story of the 10 lepers, right? 10 were ministered to. Only one came to say thank you. And that one that said thank you, Jesus, that came to say thank you, Jesus, was made whole. There's a difference between being healed and being made whole. A lot of people are healed but not made whole. Glory be to God. To be healed means your body is well, fine, and okay. To be made whole actually have to do with the fact that everything you lost to that sickness be restored back to you. A lot of people have lost so much to sickness, so much fortune to sickness and disease. I command, if you are in that condition, I command, you are not just healed, you are made whole. In Jesus' name, everything you have lost to that sickness, every opportunities you have lost to that condition will be restored back to you in 1,000-fold. In the name of Jesus Christ, every finances you have lost, you have spent on medicine, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, they will be restored back to you in 1,000-fold. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. You share testimony. You thank God with your testimony. So thank you. A lot of people, when you minister to them and they get well, they keep the testimony to themselves. They won't tell you. They won't give you feedback. Except if there's a negative feedback. And after a while, they will not come back and say, "Pastor, you prayed for me some other time, some times ago, I was healed, now I have another problem." Okay, well, come on. So those times when you get ministered to and you are healed, you kept it to yourself, and now you are coming with another problem. Come on, how will you feel if you are God and all somebody is coming to you for is problems? So when the next time we will be hearing from you is that you're having problems. We are not here folding our hands expecting to hear you have problems. We are here expecting good news of you. We are here expecting to hear that you are healed, you are well, you are not sick again, everything you are lost, you have lost to that condition have been restored back a 1,000-fold according to the word of the Lord. So we are not here folding our hands waiting for you to have a problem. That is not why we are here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So what not to do? Don't quit. The thing you shouldn't do while expecting full recovery. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't say it's not working. Don't say it's not working. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't quit. Glory be to God. The book of Revelation is full of promises of God to them that overcome it. I'm going to teach on them as soon as possible. Those who don't quit, who don't back down, who see through, who have victory. The scripture says that there's no one who places his hand on the plow and look back and deserve the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God. When you start, you don't quit, you don't back down till you finish. You must see your victory because Jesus paid for it. The scripture says you overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Glory be to God. Amen. So you don't waver in unbelief. The book of James mentioned the fact that if you waver, if you doubt, you are not going to receive anything from God. Doubt does not stop God from giving to you. Doubt stops you from receiving. James chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Glory be to God. You are double-minded, right? It says verse 7. It says, "Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Glory be to God. This is what doubt does to you. Doubt is like placing a bowl into rain and not placing it very well, right? And it's shaking, right? It won't be able to take water. Amen. God is in the business of pouring into you, and it's your responsibility to be stable. Faith is stable. Faith is focused. What do you want? You want healing. You want wellness. How many percentage? 100%. You don't settle for 20%, 100%, right? And you stand in faith till you get it in Jesus' name. So I want to pray for you if you need healing in your body. So right now, Father, we bless your name in Jesus' name. I command every sickness, every disease in the body of this person listening and hearing me to leave right now in Jesus' name. I command every ailment to leave. Every sickness, every disease, every pain, every aches, I command you to leave these bodies right now in Jesus' name. Sickness, disease, go right now. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the yoke of sickness broken off you in Jesus' name. I command life to you right now. Life be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot right now. I command life, every part of your body affected functioning properly. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command right now, every part of your body are functioning properly. In Jesus' name, be healed and be made whole. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you because so be it. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So begin to do whatever I cannot do before. And please send us your testimony on +234 7061 5973 04, and remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.